you put a drain on this lake and you put the water board in control of it, automatically I think you have people that thinks, well, hey, now we can, if we have excess water, we can release it and we can put more water in it. You know, tile draining being popular right now, that's more of my concerns are. Leroy, would you just comment real quick on some things that you heard at the Senex in regards to people coming out of state fishing on that lake?
This is the best fishery that we have in Burns County. That's a stone's throw from Valley City. I have three grandsons right out here that I hope someday are fishing there. I got other people northwest of town here that are taking their little boys out there fishing. They're taking a chance of destroying our fishery. Why would you do that? Why don't you guys think about bringing some money into the county instead of spending it all the time?
Any other comments concerning Hobart Lake?
Last time I was in a meeting here, John expressed that it was only going to cost the taxpayers $130,000, but there's no flow of easements in place. And you can see what type of expenses you're coming in at Sanborn. This project's probably 10 times the size. I don't think $130,000 is an accurate figure. I think it's probably 10 or 20 times that size. And then I'm also objecting to the fact that you're going to allow our water board to monitor this. I see some conflict of interest. You have people on this water board that actually have land around Hobart Lake. Now, when I expressed that in the meetings at the water board, they just shut me right down. You know, but they shouldn't be allowed to vote or promoted this. You know, this is conflict of interest. So I'm having a lot of problem with the water board. I don't think they should be involved in the testing and the monitoring of this, so that we can all make sure it's being done right. If you even go forward with this. This is a natural lake, it's at its natural high right now, the fishing's the best right now, and fishing's an important part of our economy around here.